Emily Day, and I'm going to be reading you my Native American report. Did you ever wonder if Indians had time for fun? Well, they did. I'm going to tell you about some fun they had. Some fun was games. One game was called lacrosse, which you played with a rock and a field that was 2 miles long. Lacrosse was very popular to Indians. In lacrosse, the balls could never be touched with the hands, just with a stick or feet. Balls were made different than balls we have now. Balls were made out of stuffed leather or wood. There was a winter game called Snow Snake. You would use a pole and you would use that pole and try to get to the nicer snow. One thing I was really surprised about is that most of the games were usually played by grown men and women. They played both inside and outside games. The children played and made corn husk dolls. Now I'm going to tell you about art. Art was another fun thing they did. One of the art things was to build a cradle board for their babies. They put charms on the cradle board to protect the baby from evil and sickness. They also made kachinas. Kachinas are the messenger of the god. I was really surprised that their hair was very different than today. Girls also did their hair a lot and put sea beads in their hair. Dice were made by stick carving designs or paint from the fruit pit. Music was also fun to Indians. Indians had a dance for almost every occasion. They did dances like a hunt dance to bring rain, to bring a good harvest, and to walk on the seasons. Wow, I learned a lot from that, and I hope you did too.
I'm Fanula, and this is my Northeastern Native Americans report. Did you know that Northeastern Native Americans had shelters called widows and wigwams? Well, I am going to tell you a little about them. The Native American shelters were 20 to 100 feet long. As many as 50 people could fit in a house. The widows were made out of wooden poles, grass mats, and sometimes tree bark. The wigwam is a Native American word which means shelter. The Native Americans knew how to make all different shapes of shelters. There were V-shaped, round-shaped, and an upside-down shape, bowl shape. The wigwam was made out of a birch bark cover over a wooden frame, leather for a door. They would put the fireplace in the middle of the room. I hope you learned a lot about Northeastern Native Americans.
This is James, and I'm going to read you my Native American research. You might think you know a lot about the Northeastern Native Americans, but you might not know a lot about the tools, hunting weapons, and war weapons they used. Native Americans used a lot of different tools for a lot of different reasons, and they were made out of different materials. For instance, in basket making, bone awls were usually made out of splintered leg bones from deer or turkey. In drilling, the most easiest type of drill to explain is like an awl. The Indian would make this out of a sharp piece of bone, flake stone, or copper or other materials. To make a hole, the Indian would place the drill up against the object and twirl it between his thumb and forefinger. They also used small pieces of grass and bristles in drilling small holes in stuff that was not too hard. To make a hole, the Indian would twirl his small tool between his thumb and forefinger. One of the most commonly used knives was the crooked knife. To cut, the user would pull the knife towards his or her body. Native Americans used bows and arrows to kill enemies in game. Longbows were 5 to 6 feet in length and were usually made out of ash, oak, witch hazel, and hickory. Some Indians used traps, pitfalls, and nets to capture their game. Quivers that hold the arrows were sometimes made of leather, bark, or wood. A strap was used so they could hang it across their shoulder. Arrow shafts were 3 feet in length and half an inch in diameter. At the end of the shaft, feathers were tied down. The feathers they tied down were the feathers from eagles or turkeys. Most of the arrowheads were not barbed, but were kind of like an oval shape so they could be removed easier. Many Indian tribes used a lot of different war weapons. When European fur traders started coming, they traded knives, axes, and when they were available, guns. The French plug bayonet was the earliest known knife used by an Indian. The handle was forced into a barrel of a musket as a bayonet. Another tool was the tomahawk. A tomahawk is something like a metal hatchet with a small pipe bowl on the opposite side of the blade. Only war chiefs carried spears that sometimes served as a pole to carry back the head of the enemy war chief. Yes, I said head. They cut off the head and stuck it on the pole. I hope you learned a lot about Northeastern Native Americans and what their tools in hunting and war weapons were.
Carrie.
And I'm Mark.
And we're going to read some letters from people. The first one's from Mrs. Oaks. From 208, I learned a lot from listening to your reports. Thanks for getting good information on the podcast. By the way, when I was in Quebec City, there was Native American people celebration, and I got to try some beaver meat cooked over an outdoor fire. Actually, it was quite yummy. No barbecue sauce, just cooked, sizzled in fat and smoked. See you in school, Mrs. Oaks.
This one's from Kelly. Lots of cool info, good sports, cool music, good mix of things, good variety. I like the word of the day and week in history.
This one's from Patrick. Good job, not as many pauses. You have really gained your confidence and very interesting stories.
This one's from Mike. Music facts and sports scores great. This one's from James. I like the interviewing and the info. Do the scores in Major League Baseball and nice background music.
This one's from James. Nice stories and reading, Sean. Congratulations on making the newspaper. This one's from Zach. I like your stories to grow by in the sports. Your podcast is really cool. I think everyone from around the world should listen to it.
And that was mail. We would love to hear from you at podcast@bobsprinkle.com.
Hi, this is Cami with the Word of the Week. This week's word is cameo. C-A-M-E-O. Cameo. Now I'm going to ask some people what they think the word cameo means. What do you think the word cameo means?
I think that the word cameo means... I think that cameo is a dance.
I think it means a type of flower.
I think the word cameo means a place you go to dance, have dinner, and like have an evening out.
What do you think the word cameo means?
I think it has something to do with a camera.
Maybe it's a kind of cereal.
A type of food.
What the word cameo really means is a gem that has a design that is higher than the background, or a small role in a movie that is performed by a famous actor. Now I will use both definitions in a sentence. My mom is bringing in a pin that has a cameo design. We would like to have Jim Carrey do a cameo appearance on our podcast. Well, this is Cammy with the Word of the Week, and I'm late for a meeting. Bye!
Hi, this is Bailey
and Emily with Math Corner again.
We hope you are enjoying our show.
We are going to teach you our favorite math game. Here's how you play addition topic. Addition topic helps you with addition.
You need 0 to 10 number cards. First, shuffle the cards.
Then put the cards upside down on a table.
Each player turns over two cards and says the number sum.
Whoever has the biggest number sum wins.
A number sum is the two cards added together. That was number topic, and here's another story about 7 times 7.
The sevens had their down on a table.
Each player turns over two cards and says the number sum.
Whoever has the biggest number sum wins.
A number sum is the two cards added together. That was number topic, and here's another story about 7 times 7.
The sevens had their birthday at the disco. They danced and danced. They both said to each other,
"I'm feeling fine."
Because they're
49.
7 times 7 equals 49. We hope that story helped you with 7 times 7.
That was Math Corner.
Bye.
Hi, my name's Mark, and I'm going to be reading you my Native American research on games and art. The Native Americans had many ways of recreation, but I am only going to tell you about games and art. The Native Americans did not have paint, so making paint would be like art to them. They made many different types of kachinas. Some of them styled hair. They made baskets for many things like fish, clams, and firewood. Some of them designed the baskets too. They even made quilts. Now I'm going to tell you about the games. One of the games was called Wolf. Wolf was played to see who could hold their breath the longest. They also did horse racing and foot racing. They may have gambled through horse racing and foot racing. Horse racing and foot racing was some of the main things that Native Americans did. That was some of the games in art that the Native Americans did. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sean with my Native American report on politics. All in favor of the Indian Non-Recourse Act, say aye, the chief said. This scene would probably not be true in that time period because Indians were not allowed to vote until 1967, but they did have their own form of government called a council. In the Native American Council, there were chiefs who ran the council. It was very hard to get a job as a chief. Different tribes had different ways of choosing the chief. In some tribes, the role was inherited. Other tribes selected chiefs by choosing someone who did a good deed or a brave act, and others if they were rich. The Indians called the chiefs head chief. The meeting that the Native American Council would meet at was called a powwow. At the powwow, the men would mostly talk about wars. A powwow is a term applied to dances, feasts, and public meetings. The American government weren't very nice to the Native Americans, but the Native Americans finally got what they wanted. The government signed treaties with the Native Americans. In 1790, the government decided on the Indian Non-Intercourse Act, which prohibited Native Americans to sell their land without government approval. However, the American government did make deals with the Native Americans that if the Native Americans gave the government some land, the American government would sign peace treaties with them. Another one was the Maine Indian Land Claim Settlement that gave the Passamaquoddy 6,000 acres of land. The Maine Indian Land Claim Settlement was in 1980. All in favor of the Indian Non-Intercourse Act, say aye, the chief said. This scene probably would be true in these days because the American government was much friendlier with the American Council now.
My favorite memory of the year is when we went to the Boston Museum of Art and the Boston Aquarium because I had a blast. My wish is to do more podcasting in fifth grade because it makes learning more fun.
My favorite memory was when Mark opened his water and accidentally squirted Mr. S. And my wish is that our podcasts will get better and better every week.
My favorite memory is when we started the podcast because it is very fun and it makes school more fun for me because you get to record things, and now podcasting is one of my favorite things to do in school. My wish is that the class does not call out so we have more time to finish our work and move on to the fun things that happens in school.
My favorite memory of this year was Stars for Broadway and how fun it was. My wish is to let Room 208 to have iPods next year for their podcast.
My favorite memory is when we found out what kind of learner we are. How we figured it out was taking a survey, and I liked it. I like to figure out a lot of things. Also, when we first started podcasting. My wish is that we will always do podcasting.
My most favorite memory of the year is when we started to podcast because it is very, very, very fun. My wish is that our class can talk a lot less during transition, be better with substitutes, and not call out so much.
My favorite memory was when Brianna couldn't pronounce socialization and everybody started cracking up and couldn't stop. My favorite wish is that Emily F., Brianna, and I can do Comedy Corner during the summer.
My favorite memory of this year is when we started the blog and the podcast. And my wish is that when I am in fifth grade, I can still do podcasting.
My favorite memory this year is when we started the podcast. My wish is that there was no bullying in the school.
My favorite memory of this year is when we just heard that we were going to start podcasting. My wish of the year is that I hope everyone had fun and will have fun next year.
My favorite memory of this year is learning how to write a gist and also starting a podcast with my friends. My wish is that Room 208 becomes even more of a team than they already are.
My favorite memory of this year is when we started podcasting and we got happy. My wish is to stay podcasting forever because it makes us happy.
My favorite memory this year was starting a podcast. Once I heard the idea, I got very excited and started getting ideas for the podcast. My wish is that I can keep doing podcasts all my life.
My favorite memory of this year is a very pleasant one. I remember when we were sitting on the rug eating snack, Mr. Sprinkle was reading all about Sam to us. Mr. S was at a part where Sam was getting squirted. Suddenly, a stream of water shot up and hit Mr. S in the eye. He looked down and saw Mark with his water bottle and a wet spot on his shirt. We all had a good laughing after that. My wish is that I will have the opportunity throughout my life to continue the podcast and have a great learning experience as I have found here in Wells Elementary School Room 208 podcast.
My favorite memory of this year is when we were reading Sam and he had just got wet. Then Mark had his water and he got all over Mr. Sprinkle. My wish is to get more writing done in writing because I love to write letters.
My favorite memory was when Stars for Broadway was over. All the kids got covered in confetti and balloons were everywhere. That was my favorite memory because it was really fun. My wish is that Room 208's podcast will someday get over 1,500 hits in a day.
My favorite memory of this year was the first Stars for Broadway performance because it was exciting to show off our 2 months' work off to everyone. My wish is that my fifth grade teacher will do podcasting because it's so fun. It's fun because you get to express what you like on an online radio show.
My favorite memory is the field trip to Boston and starting podcast and Stars for Broadway. I had a lot of fun for Stars for Broadway. My wish is that fifth grade will be fun, come back to visit, and podcast on my own.
I'm Zoe, and this is our last show this year, but we have some other bonus shows. We will also be doing a summer literature circle group that we will podcast. The fourth graders will miss doing the podcast, so we hope you enjoyed our last show. We'd all like to say a few thank yous before we leave. First, we would like to thank David Warlick and his buddy Noah, and all the other podcasters or bloggers that put us on their show or blog. We also want to say thank you to Miss Elaine L. Lindy, Aaron Shepard, Ripley's, and all the people who gave us permission to record or use their work on our podcast. The York County Coast Star, Mr. Bennett, Making It at Home, and the Portland Press were nice enough to write an article about us. Thank you and all the people who helped us get the word out about our podcast. We also want to give a big thank you to the teachers who helped us. A couple of them are Mrs. Oaks, Mrs. Roach, and Mrs. Onion. Mrs. Onion and Mrs. Roach are going to help us produce a summer show. We are going to record book groups. Listen in. Most of all, we want to say thank you to Mr. Sprinkle. We couldn't have done this podcast without our producer, Mr. Sprinkle. I've learned so much this year. You've really made a difference in my life.
This is Haley. We had a lot of fun this year with you, Mr. Sprinkle.
This is Elizabeth. You are the best teacher in the world for letting us do a podcast, Mr. Sprinkle.
This is Emily Jack. Thank you for coming up with the podcast.
I'm Bailey. You do a great job editing.
This is Emily F. I learned so much from you. You are a great teacher, and I will miss you.
Thank you, Mr. Sprinkle!
That was our last podcast this year. We had so much fun. We hope you had a great time listening. Some of us are planning a summer show. It's going to be a literature circle show. Go to bobfringle.com to check it out. You can email us at podcast@bobfringle.com. See you next year.
Bye.
Have a great summer, buddy. We'll see you next year, okay? You come and work with us. You come and work with us. Have a great summer. Emily, have a great summer. Can't wait. Have a great summer. You come and work with us next year, okay?
Yep.
Emily, have a great summer. Come and work with us, okay? Well, I'll see you. You're going to do the literature circle, right?
Goodbye.
All right, I will call you. Have a great summer. You have a great summer. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer.
And I'll see you in August. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Give me a hug. You email us. And you might be here in the fall, so that's great. All right. Have a great summer.
I'll
see you soon for the literature circle, okay? You have a great time.
I might come.
Have a great summer, okay? I'll see you for the literature circle, okay?
I might come during the summer.
I'm going to shake your hand here. Okay. Have a great summer, okay? Have a great summer. I'll be in touch. I'll be calling you probably this. I'll probably be calling you this weekend for it. Have a great summer, okay? All right, well, I'll call you. Did I shake your hand, Bailey?
I don't
know. No? Shake my hand. Have a great summer, okay? See you, all right? Okay. All right, now the tradition of going in the middle and waving goodbye to the children.
This is a tradition, huh?
Yes. I'll see you next year. Bye, Dylan. Bye, Jim.